Good morning, family and friends of Alamo United Methodist Church. That is Alamo, the place to be on Sunday mornings. And we got that ticket punched, yay. Welcome to our Trinity Sunday worship service here in our sanctuary, which is located at 4071 North Foster Road here in San Antonio. And to all who are listening to us on their radio at FM 96.9, welcome. And listen now to the word of the Lord as written in Psalm 8, taken from the New Revised Standard Version of our Bible. David wrote, O Lord, our sovereign, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouths of babes and infants, you have founded a bulwark because of your foes to silence the enemy and the avenger. When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have established, what are human beings that you are mindful of them? Mortals, that you care for them. Yet you have made them just a little lower than God and crowned them with glory and honor. You have given them dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under their feet, all the sheep and the oxen, also the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea, whatever passes along in the paths of the seas. O Lord, our sovereign, how majestic is your name over all the earth. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Would you please stand and join me in the call to worship from Psalm 106? Praise the Lord. Oh, give thanks to the Lord who is good, whose steadfast love endures forever. Who can utter the mighty doings of the Lord or show forth all God's praise? Blessed are they who deserve justice, who do righteousness at all times. Remember me, O Lord, when you show favor to your people. Help me when you deliver them.
That I may see the prosperity of your chosen ones, that I may rejoice in the gladness of your nation, that I may glory in your heritage.
Amen. You may be seated.
Before we pray, I want to do this real quick to put you in the how do you say it, in the frame of mind in prayer? Because prayer is very, very important. I want you to do this for a minute. Look around. Look around you. Look around the sanctuary. Look behind you. Look forward. Look to your side. You see all these wonderful people? Jesus loves them very much. So, what I want you to do, I want you to stand up and tell somebody that Jesus loves them. Amen? Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you this morning. You see, one of the things that Jesus tells his followers, that people will know who you are, not by the way you dress or by what you drive, but the way that you love each other. Amen? And when people on the outside see you loving each other, then they'll say, what in the world is wrong with those people? God bless you this morning. Let us prepare for prayer this morning. Lord, we thank you. You've been so good to us, better than what we deserve. You've been with us, have stood by us, even in our darkest hour, even when we deserted you. We ask for forgiveness. We ask, Lord, that you would accept us back into your fold. Those things that we did wrong, we ask, Lord, that you would forgive us for them. And now, Lord, prepare our hearts for worship so that we might truly worship you the right way. In spirit and truth, we give thanks to you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Would you please stand and join me in our opening hymn, All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name. Jesus' name, let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Ye chosen seated.
Good morning. All right, we've got four birthdays on this list, and I'm sure many more. All right, so tomorrow, Eileen Fader has a birthday on the 5th, Rose Garcia on the 6th, Ruben Rodriguez on the 10th, and Vicky Bauman on the 11th. All right, shall we sing?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you.
And many more. Do we have any announcements today? All right.
Hello, everyone. I guess that last Sunday for Memorial Day weekend, there was probably a reminder about Bible Sticks campaign that continues into June. But I just wanted to, now that Joe and I are back from a little trip, I wanted to remind you myself that we still have the campaign going on through the month of June. And matching funds are available to our family church's contribution. And the campaign started off with a generous $25 contribution from one of our members, but by no means is that the required minimum amount. Anything that we do together as a congregation adds up greatly, and I encourage you to continue to consider contributing to military Bible sticks through the month of June. Thank you.
An announcement from just a note of thanks from the Gideons. They said thank you, Alamo, for a donation of $205 or something like that. But thank you so much for your generosity, and they really appreciate it. They thank you for having them here and listening to the presentation, and we thanks for giving. Amen.
Not yet.
I had discussed about doing away with programs, and now I see why we don't want to do away with programs. I'm sorry. Let me see. Yes, it's time to pray. Amen. It's the offering. Amen. No, first reading. First reading. Lance. Was that you? Did you have Lance's reading? Okay. All righty. Let me tell you this while we're getting that for the offering prayer. I want to read you a scripture this morning about offering. And it so captured my heart before, and I want to read it to you right before the offering. And this comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 9, starting at verse 6. And it goes like this. It says, "Remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things and at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work." Amen.
Good morning, church. Heavenly Father, your son reminded us that sometimes the best we can expect out of this world is trouble. His disciples often face difficulty, opposition, and persecution, and they endured. Give us that same kind of strength. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Let us prepare for our offering at this time. Amen. We give thanks to you, gracious and merciful Heavenly Father. Lord, we heard your words in Scripture about giving. We pray that you would press them to our hearts and we would act on those words, Lord, and remember that you love a cheerful giver. Help us not to give grudgingly, but help us to give cheerfully, and help us to remember that giving is a part of our worship. We thank you. We ask this in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Today's scripture is from Matthew 10, 16 through 18. I am sending you out like sheep among wolves. Therefore be as shrewd as snakes and innocent as doves. Be on your guard. You will be handed over to the local councils and be flogged in the synagogues. On my account, you will be brought before governors and kings as witnesses to them and to the Gentiles. Amen.
Thanks be to God. Amen. You may be seated. I keep stealing your program.
Help us, Father, to remain steadfast, to be faithful, and to endure. We may desire happiness, comfort, approval, and blessings, but they may not be ours at this time. Just as Jesus endured to the end and was glorified, Help us to stand firm, knowing that his story did not end at the cross, and neither will ours. If we experience no glory or honor in this world, may our lives still bring glory to him, for Christ is worthy. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Let us prepare for receiving the message. Pray with me. Heavenly Father, we ask that you give strength and courage to Pastor Ted as he delivers the message that your Holy Spirit has for us today. Let him put his self aside and be your instrument in all. Let your words be his words today, and your message his message. Let us take in your message and heed all that you have for each of us, and let us take your word with us when we leave this place so that others may know your glory through us. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen. Good morning. Can everybody hear me okay? Can you hear me over there, Joe? Can you hear me? All right. Can you hear me back there, Les? Can you hear me back there in the back? Ken, can you hear me? Yes, please. I just want to make sure everybody can hear me. That's all. I want to make sure you can hear me. Today is Trinity Sunday. We celebrate Trinity Sunday. Trinity Sunday is all about our Lord, our God, and about the Father, about the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And Trinity Sunday is important because it's about God and not about us. And we worship Him in all three forms. Amen? The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So, are there... Oh, here they are. Here they come. And here they come. Oh, they look so good this morning. All right. Thank you. Thank you for bringing these little ones out. Now, tell us. Oh, there we are. Ariel, that's your name, right? Suave?
Destiny.
I knew that. Right, right. I got it. And these little ones, they don't know anything about Trinity yet. But you will. Eventually you'll learn about about Jesus, and you'll learn about the Holy Spirit, and you'll learn about God, okay? Right now, just know this, that Jesus loves you very, very much. And as you grow older, your parents and grandparents and the folks at church, they're going to teach you more and more about God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, okay? And always remember that He loves you, and even though you're little now, one day you'll get older and you'll be able to understand. So you just keep coming. Keep coming to Sunday school, and you keep coming to church, and you learn all you can about Jesus. You know why? You know why you want to learn about Jesus? Why do you think so, Destiny? Say, because He loves me.
Because He loves me.
That's right, because He loves you very much. So remember that. What is Jesus? Does He love you?
Yes.
Yes, He does. Does Jesus love you?
Yes.
Amen. Okay.
Does Jesus love you?
Yes.
There was that piece of...
God bless you, little ones. Amen? Amen. You give these kids a hand, all right? Make sure, church, make sure we train these children in the right way to go. Amen? That's very important, because if you don't teach them, then the world will get a hold to them. Amen? And we want Jesus to get a hold of them. God bless y'all, all right? Amen. Amen. Our sermon this morning comes from Matthew chapter 16. Matthew 16 verses 10 through 18. And Angel has already read those scriptures to you, but I want to just say this again about this scripture. I want to read it again real quick. Let's see. Here we are now. This is what the Lord says. He says, I'm sending you out like sheep among wolves. Therefore, be as shrewd as snakes and as innocent as doves. But he also says, be on your guard. You will be handed over to the local councils and be flogged in the synagogues. And he says, on my account, you will be brought before governors and kings and witnesses to them and to the Gentiles. You know, when Jesus gave that command to us to follow him, we have to understand that he wanted us to know what we're getting into. You see, Jesus has invited us today and so that he can send us out into the world to invite others into a family as well, and to this family, his family. And some folks will say, well, only the pastor and maybe the leaders of the church are the ones reaching people. But I would say to you this morning that it is all of our business to be witnesses for the Lord, for the great commission that he gave us. He told his disciples to go into the world and preach the gospel everywhere. And this is what he told his disciples, and also what he's telling us as well. So in order to do that, we must learn to live the commission. We have to learn to live the commission that the Lord has given us. Now, sometimes we say that the Great Commission is used just to refer to our Lord's disciples. And but it doesn't refer to us. But in chapter 28, he tells them to go into all the world. And then he goes and tells his disciples to make disciples of all nations. And he tells them to baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So being given a commission typically means that you are being authorized or assigned to perform a specific task or service for someone else. Now, when you are living this commission, you will most assuredly encounter hardship. In other words, you're going to come up against folks who are not going to want to hear the word, going to think you're crazy, they're going to think what are you talking to me for? I don't want to hear it. So it's not going to be easy living this commission. And the commission that the Lord has given us means that we're going to have to, as we said last week, deny ourselves. We're going to have to take up our cross, and we're going to have to follow him. And he also says that he's sending us out as sheep among wolves. Now, that's pretty dangerous there. Now, but you can just think about a sheep going out among a pack of wolves. And that's what it looks like today in this world. As you go out into this culture, you're going to get devoured. And some folks may back down and get scared, but Jesus doesn't want us to back down and get scared. It says, does that mean that we'll just get devoured by the world around us? No. It tells us that the world will try to devour us, but it can't. You see, people don't, if they don't like a message that challenges their particular lifestyle or what they're doing, then they tend to get angry and they tend to rise up against it. You see, and Jesus even takes that this statement a little further with the disciple. He says, he tells the disciple at the time, this is going to happen to you. So when you take up your cross and you follow Christ, you're going to come up against some hardships, some things that you're not going to like. But you must stand firm with the Lord and not give up. You must give up. And you must remember this. Even though you will face hardships, you have an advocate. Does anybody know what that advocate is? What is that? Or who is this advocate that the Lord left for us? The blessed Holy Spirit. He left as an advocate. And what will this Holy Spirit do for us? This is what Jesus said. He says, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and then you will be sent out. This is what gives us the ability to go out and tell others about Christ. A quick story this morning. We were coming to church this morning and we ran into a dear man, and I told my wife, I said, you know what? This is the same guy that we saw when we moved to Converse 6 years ago. He's still on the street. He's still kicking cans in the street. He's still begging. He's a little darker. And I couldn't help but wonder, Lord, what can we do to help this person? What can we do to show this person that there is a better way? I would tell you this morning, even right in your own neighborhoods, there may be those who are reaching out even right now. Now is a great time to live out this commission that Jesus has given us. You see, sometimes I think we're afraid. We're timid. We're ashamed. But the Lord doesn't want us to be that way. He says, don't worry about it. I've got an advocate for you. I'll help you. I'll send my Spirit, the Holy Spirit, to help you through these things. You see, when we decide to follow Jesus, God gives us His Spirit. So, if we have a comforter with us, we can leave our comfort zones. Let me see now. My comfort zone is I like to think about it, is right in that living room on that couch, about 4 or 5 feet maybe from that TV set. That's my comfort zone. And every now and then, here's what I do. This is my story. Now, you may do it different. Now, Tessa, she works from 8 to 4. So I'll lay in my comfort zone until I'll look at the clock and it'll be about 3:30. I said, uh-oh. And then I'll look around and I'll see, I hadn't done anything. Nothing. Then I'll say, you know what? I better get up out of my comfort zone and start doing something around this house. So I'll get up and I'll start, taking care of things and stuff like that. Jesus wants to get you out of your comfort zone this morning. He knows these seats are pretty comfortable. But he also knows that there are some folks out in this community that need some help. There are some folks in your neighborhood. There are some folks right around you, even today, that need some help. And he wants you to live this commission, and he wants you to do this by going out and telling others about Jesus. Now, I recall we had a radio program we still have on KPPC called Tell Your Story. Does anybody recall that? Remember that? About telling your particular story. Telling your story, how God helped you. And also, Sandra has some cards out for people to fill those out to tell your story. What does tell your story mean? That's just basically tell folks about what the Lord has done for you. Amen? You know, we can find everything in the world to talk about. I can talk about the Cowboys all day long. I can. But when it comes to talking about Jesus, we get a little quiet. Amen? We get real quiet. But that's not what the Lord wants us to do. He wants us to have courage and get up out of our comfort zone. And one other thing, dear one. Why are you getting out of your comfort zone? Why are you going out to tell people? The question will come up to people's mind and say, how do I know that this person is a Christian? How do I know that Ted Robinson is living the life he says? How do we know that that sign they got up front at this church that Jesus saved, how do we know that they know that? That's why I wanted you to get up this morning and understand that in order to be one of his disciples, you must learn to know that you have to be able to learn to love one another. Amen? If we can't love each other, then we'll have a hard time loving somebody on the outside. It just won't happen. We've got to learn to love each other. Living out the commission that Jesus gave us means that you're going to find hardships, but you have to learn to get your cross and follow him. You're going to have to learn to put behind the things that are causing you problems and get on board with Jesus. We're going to have to learn that in order to follow him, we're going to have to stop living and doing the things that we know are wrong. And as we go forward in this, as you get closer and closer to the Lord, then you'll see how much he truly loves you. As you draw closer to him, guess what, folks? You draw close to the Lord, and guess what happens? He's going to draw close to you. He's going to draw very close to you, and he's going to see, and you're going to see just what he means when he says, I'll take care of you. I'll send an advocate. You know, we always say that the Lord, he won't put more on us than we can bear. And he won't. But if you draw closer to him, you'll be able to see that he loves you, and that even though the things that you're going through, they'll seem hardly at all because he's going through with you. You see, he doesn't necessarily take you out of a storm, but he always enables you to go through the storm. Now, you're living out this commission. You've denied yourself. You've got your cross. Now you're following Jesus. Now you're living out the commission, the Great Commission. What's going to happen now? As you live out your commission, you're going to find that the Lord does truly care for you. You're going to find that he really does the things that he says. He really does mean what he says, and he holds every promise that he makes. Our blessed Lord keeps. So I don't want you to give up on him, and I want you to live out this commission. We have this commission right here at Alamo United Methodist Church. You know, we have that commission that he's given us, and I, for one, I am aiming with all my heart and my soul is to live out that commission. And I want to help you live out that commission as well. You see, my primary function for being here is to help you get to heaven. Amen? That's why I'm here. I'm here to help you get to heaven. Well, you say, well, I already know the way to heaven. Well, that may be true. But the Lord wants me to help you to get there. When you get off on a road that you're not supposed to, I'm supposed to be the one to help you back on that road to get you to heaven. And you know what, folks? That's not just what I do. That's what you're supposed to do also. That's your mission too, is to help that wayward person back on the right road to heaven. And the way you can do that is to stay close to the Lord and remember that advocate that you have. And remember that he's the one that's going to lead, guide, and direct you and show you the way. Now, going forward, we have a lot of things that we have to do here as far as living out the commission that he gave us. We have to prepare ourselves to be able to go out in this community. We have to prepare ourselves. We have to ask the Lord to prepare ourselves to help us to go out and be a witness in this community. I got to tell you something, folks. People, they pay more attention about what you do than what you say. Amen? People are watching to see what you do. They hear what you say all the time. But with me, if I see you doing it, then I'm more apt to believe you and follow you. You see, we all can talk a very good game, a good game. I had about I had two or three guys come by the house the other day selling solar panels or something. And no matter how hard I tried to talk, he had a better talk. So finally, I just had to close the door and be done with it, you know. So people talk a good game. But how are you living? How's your life? How are you dealing with the things that God has given you? Are you being that witness? Are you afraid to talk? Or will you have courage and go out and tell folks more and more about Jesus? You see, that's what his disciples did. They knew they had to go out. They knew that the Lord was going back to heaven, and he gave that commission, and they went forward. That's how we got the gospel. Now it's our turn to spread this blessed gospel throughout this city. And how do we do this? One person at a time. Amen? One person at a time. Everybody in here has a voice. I would challenge you this morning. Would you use that voice for Jesus this morning? Will you use it for Jesus this morning? And I will guarantee you this. You won't be alone. You won't be going out in danger by yourself. He told you that you're going to have to go out as sheep among wolves. But he says, I'm also with you. So this morning as I close, remember that he loves you very much. And as you go out and as you tell folks about Jesus, And remember, he's not going to leave you, and folks ain't going to like it. But the Lord loves you very much, and he wants you to know that, and he don't want you to get scared. I'll go to my seat. When I first became a Christian, I got involved in going to door-to-door, what they called back in the day, soul winning. I don't know if you ever heard that term. And I was scared to death. I was scared to death. Lord, can you use somebody like me that's so scared that I'm just scared to speak? But you know what? The more that I stepped out in faith, the more the Lord made a way for me. The more he opened doors for me, the more he says, Ted, it's okay. It's all right. It's okay if your voice trembles a little bit. It's okay. I'm with you. The more that you take that step of faith, the Lord is with you. Amen? But you got to take that step of faith. God bless you this morning. And I pray that you will be a willing and available a source for the Lord to use as a witness for this world. And I don't have to tell you a big story about our culture and where our world is headed. They need somebody. They need people like us. We are the salt of the earth, the light of the world. We have it. So we must go out and tell others about Jesus. Don't leave it up to your neighbor or whoever. You take it. May the Lord bless you and keep you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. As we prepare for the invitation this morning, as you go out to be a witness for Christ, I want you to remember this. You can't do anything unless you belong to him. You can't do anything for him unless he's with you. You can't do anything for the Lord unless he is leading and guiding and directing you and showing you the way to go. So this morning, the invitation is open for anyone who wishes to come, who wishes to come and rededicate their life. Perhaps you may have some things in your life that you're doing wrong, and you want to ask the Lord for forgiveness. Maybe perhaps you're looking and you haven't found what you're looking for yet. Jesus has the answer for you. The invitation is open for anyone who wishes to come to the altar. Amen.
Please stand and join in our hymn of invitation.
I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses,
Lord, and
the
pray.
Voice I hear, I pray, Lord, calling on my ear, the Son of God discloses, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells
Bless you. Would you go ahead and remain seated, please? Oh, gosh, what a blessed moment. Amen. We have a dear one who wants to join our church. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Vernita, right? Vernita? Vernita wants to join our church. Amen?
Amen.
I thank God for that. Amen?
Amen.
And I just want you to know this. The Lord starts one person at a time. Amen? Now, Vernita, do you believe in the Lord? You believe that Jesus rose from the dead? Amen. You believe that it's only through him that you can go to heaven? Amen. Amen. Do you believe in will you support our church, the United Methodist denomination? Will you support us? Amen. Will you abide by the rules of the Bible and the rules of Christ that he's given us? Amen. God bless you. Amen. Congregation, you've heard Vernita's expression. Will you accept Vernita into our congregation to be a member of Alamo United Methodist Church? Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you, hon. And you, whatever you need, You find me, or you can find Jan, or you can find Tom, or Jean, or Harriet, or anybody right, that can help you, all right? And God bless you, all right? And we are so glad to have you.
And I
Amen.
Am so glad.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Thank you. Amen. God bless y'all. We will do, I'll tell you what, we're going to do the right hand of fellowship after. We'll do it back here in the back this time, and then... If you could, I'll be back there with you, and we'll just go and we'll shake your hand and give you the right hand of fellowship. Amen? God bless you. All right, you can go ahead and take your seat. Amen. Oh, gosh. Maybe that's why I was so anxious this morning. Amen. Okay. Let us. Okay. Communion. Amen. Amen. God bless you this morning. Let us prepare for communion this morning. David, you can go ahead and get yours. Caleb, could you please? Thank you. Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin, and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. For God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. And we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Glory to God. Amen. The Great Thanksgiving.
The Lord be with you.
Also with you.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks.
It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. You formed us in your image and breathed into us the breath of life. When we turned away, our love failed, your love remained steadfast. You delivered us from captivity. You made covenant to be our sovereign God and spoke to us through prophets. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church. Deliver us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit.
On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you. He broke the bread, and he gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And when the supper was over, he took the cup. He gave thanks to you. You gave it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ, offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. And by your Spirit make us one with Christ, one with each other, one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit and your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. And now, with the confidence of children of God, let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. 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 Communion stewards, would you come forward, please? Okay. I have some instructions for you. We'll have two communion stewards be... You can go ahead and come around here. Go ahead and come on the inside. Here.
Now, we're going to do this.
Bring the kids on down first. Now, we're going to do it, but we're going to start with the back row first. We want the back row on this side, back row only, back rows on this side only, on this side to come down to the rail, and then we will serve you communion. We'll serve the communion at the rail. When we are finished here, they will be dismissed and they will go back to their seats, and then we'll get the next row from the back. We'll come down. But first, let's go ahead and give them the elements. Choir will come down first. Give the okay, all right? Just hold it there in your hand. I'm going to take it all together. Amen. Amen. This is his body that was broken for you. Take and eat. And this is his blood that was shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Take and drink. Amen. And as you leave, just put your empties in that plastic bowl. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Yeah, I'll dismiss you. Okay. Back row. Back row only. You can come down this way. This is his body that was broken for you. Take and eat. This is his blood that was shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Take and drink. Amen. May the Lord bless you and keep you. You have did as the Lord commanded. Now go in peace. Amen. What you're doing, it's showing that Jesus loves you very much, okay? He loves you. He really does. Don't take it yet, okay? This is his body that was broken for you. Go ahead and eat your wafer. There you go. Amen. There you go. And go ahead and drink your juice. This is his blood that was shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Amen. Amen. There you go. Now, put your empties in that little plastic thing right there, okay? There you go. And you can go ahead. Amen. Yeah. Yes. Next row, please. Next row from the back. If you hadn't been, would you please come forward? If you would, if you're on this side, you can come straight down this way if you like. You can come straight down here. Take the elements until we let you know. Not you. So hold on to your elements. Don't take them yet. We're going to take them all together, okay? This is his body that was broken for you. Take and eat. And this is his blood that was shed for you and for the world for the forgiveness of sins. Take and drink. You have obeyed the Lord's command. Now go in peace. And don't forget about the agape baskets that are up here in front. I forgot to mention them for the agape offering. Amen. Next row. The next row. Would you please come forward? The next row. Would you please come forward? This side will come on this side. This side will go on that side. This is a body that was broken for you. Take and eat. And this was his blood that was shed for you and for the world for the remission of sins. Take and drink. You've observed the Lord's command. Now go in peace. John.
Let's continue to keep all of our homebound members and other family in our thoughts and prayers. Esther Goins, Elizabeth Grazulis, Hector Martinez, Roy Wood, Norma Glenn, James Murphy, Kathy Bedell, and Elaine Bixler. Lord, hear our prayers and watch over them. Continue to keep our country and all of God's children in our thoughts and prayers. Sandra Boykins is asking prayers for the Morrison family, loss of their son William, who, suicide. So God be with the Morrison family and hold them in your hearts and your thoughts and prayers. God be with them. Sandra is asking prayers for Mary Zrenner, prayers of healing. Lord, hear our prayers. Sandra Christensen is asking prayers for her cat, Dirk. Oh, you're both. I thought it was you. I apologize, Sandra. I know I cannot apologize, but I wasn't able to make out what you wrote. And I know you've asked prayers for your cat also. So, but prayers for her brother-in-law. Lord, hear our prayers. Prayers for Homer Vargas. He's at home today. He sent some of us an email. He's got swollen legs and feet this morning. So, Lord, hear our prayers for Homer. Frank is not here. He had to stay with Rose. She's got issues with her knees this morning. So, Lord, hear our prayers for the Garcia family.
Amen.
And if y'all can, anybody, I had a good talk with Karen out in the parking lot earlier. And this Wednesday and Friday, Doug's going to get, some more chemo. So keep Doug and Karen in your thoughts and prayers. And as I said, when you leave, you want to say hello to them. I know Doug, they would definitely appreciate the well wishes and the prayers. So God be with Karen Lawrence and Doug. Lord, hear our prayers. Also, for any of our other family members and friends that are not on the prayer list, Lord, hear our prayers for all of God's children. Joy to see Gracie and Dad here this morning. James Whitney, thanks be to God. Go out and enjoy this hot, humid Sunday. Stay safe and continue to be joyful, thankful, and praise our Lord. God be with all of us. Yes, ma'am.
Could we ask
for special prayer? Thank you. I knew there was one I was forgetting. But yes, Virginia Molinoff, if she had to go in the hospital earlier this week. For Virginia Molinoff, her thoughts and prayers, and for her granddaughter Reagan also. Her family needs as many heartfelt prayers as we can give them. So thanks be to God for all of us. Lord, hear our prayers.
Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, you've been so good to us today. Thank you so much. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for caring for us. Thank you for allowing us to participate at the Last Supper, something that you instituted for us. And now, Lord, as we go out in this place, help us to live out our commission that you gave us. Help us not to be mean or evil to anyone, to be kind, Lord, to be humble, to be gracious, to be gentle to all those that we meet. We pray for those, Lord, this morning who may not understand what's going on, may have questions, they may not understand what's happening around them. They may be in a place that may look strange to them. We ask, Lord, that you would comfort them and give them peace. We pray for those that are out sick today, Lord. Those that have had tests, that are facing issues, Lord, that only you can help them with. We ask right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you would be with them. And we thank you for this congregation, Lord. How you brought us together, and Lord, how you keep us together. And we thank you, Lord, for being there for us when you need us. And now, Lord, as we leave this place, we pray that you would enable us by your Spirit to be those witnesses you want us to be. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Master?
Yes.
We talked about yesterday, and I still forgot. But Elaine Fager, Eileen Fager, is in rehab. I'm a stroke, but she's praying she fully recovers.
While we are still in a mode of prayer, let me bring up a couple who are at this time sitting with Elaine so that she doesn't have to stay at home alone while I'm here. That's Sandra's sister and brother-in-law, Cindy and Dirk. And they're such kind people. And to see Dirk out trying to mow the grass, walk, he is a wounded veteran from Vietnam. And it's telling on him. The war has been over, but not for all of us. Keep him in your prayers, please. And because the Lord's Prayer was used so beautifully earlier in this service, a reading of St. Paul's benediction, which he gave to the Corinthians in Corinth, is selected for our benediction. You can find that on 2 Corinthians 13, verses 11 to 13. Paul wrote, "And finally, brothers and sisters, farewell. Put things in order. Listen to my appeal. Agree with one another. Live in peace. And the God of love and peace will be with you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the saints greet you. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you. Amen." And as we leave here today, be careful in the traffic. It can be dangerous. Remember those less fortunate than ourselves and continue to pray for all who are homebound or ailing in any way. Be friendly, be safe, and let us join together again here next Sunday to receive the message that our pastor will bring us. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Please stand and join in our closing hymn, "For the Bread Which You Have Broken."
By the pledge that you do.
You have been fed with the Word of God. Take that Word to the world.